Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. In this night's episode, I'm going to be discussing shame and the pandemic of shame that is present in our culture, and not only in our present culture, but in cultures around the world. Now, an identity based around shame has to be given or forced upon an individual. And I found that in my work with persons who suffered early childhood sexual abuse, that indeed these persons held on to an identity of shame. And so we're going to define shame as a painful emotion that's caused by the belief, please note the word belief that one is or is perceived by others to be inferior or unworthy. And so therefore also unworthy of affection or respect. And this is very real. And an identity of shame keeps persons locked in a spiritual prison. And so what I would like to do tonight is to share some scriptural insights that would be of value for persons who have this identity of shame, because let me say first of all that let me say God bless you, and because I'm aware to some extent of how painful a reality this can be. Now, in Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 2, verse 10, Paul writes in verse 10, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Once again, Colossians 2:10, and you are, present tense, complete in him. One of the evidences of identity of shame is a fragmented heart, a heart that's been shattered by some type of hurt in the person's past that is still present tense. And it is indeed a great spiritual struggle. And it does take time to be grounded within oneself after one has been through a very difficult experience in early childhood, which maybe the abuse occurred. Forgive yourself, because what happened was not your fault. And the attempt to look back upon what happened to one as a child with adult eyes only creates guilt. And so it is imperative that the individual forgives himself or herself for the abuse. Shame creates a character of contradiction a character of uncertainty because of this belief. And let me tell you that there are individuals who purposely exploit children in this manner so that they can be used, so that they can be used and passed around to be used. This is done at an early age so that children will become conditioned, that is, their personalities become conditioned or fashioned around this identity of abuse. The individual becomes emotionally truncated and stunted. And what is even more destructive is that the abused individual becomes identified with the abusing personality. And that is not a very easy bond to break. The abused individual bonds with the abuser. It takes something to have the abused person to recognize what is going on. The abused person has failed to differentiate appropriately. So therefore, there is this unhealthy dependency upon the abuser. The abuser knows this to be true. The believer understands the reality of the situation. Now, and so the child becomes seasoned or prepared for this life of abuse, to be at the disposal of the abuser. The Bible tells us, the Bible teaches us that Jesus appeared on this planet in order to die for the sins of all mankind. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus did not sit in the temple in Jerusalem waiting for individuals to come see him. He went out among people. He experienced, as it were, the panorama of the human condition. He got to see up close and personal, and he knew the deepest needs of persons. He knew the darkness of the human heart. He also knew what people needed. He knew what persons would do to other persons. And so it is a very serious thing for individuals who have been tormented by shame to recognize that there is freedom from their pain, from their hurt, in the living Christ. This is Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus is reading. And he reads, quote, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor," that is, to those who are poor in spirit, the spiritually poor. Those individuals who have a sense of loss or need, those who are oppressed or disillusioned. He goes on, "He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted." In Greek, it is literally the shattered in heart. And what is interesting is that in the Greek, this word, brokenhearted, is in the perfect tense. And so it bespeaks something that is a permanent intrinsic condition. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance or forgiveness to the captives. Now, this word captives has become my definition of addiction, because this word captives means literally to be taken at the point of to be taken at the point of a spear in war, or to be taken in battle at the point of a spear. So this is a very, very powerful picture. And recovering of sight to the blind, the spiritually blind, to sit at liberty, to sit at liberty them that are bruised, or those who are crushed. So in this one verse, we have a picture, powerful picture, of the ministry of Jesus, of the saving activity of Yahweh through Jesus Christ. And so we study the word, we teach the word, we pray with individuals, we use the scripture as our counseling manual, so that both the Spirit of God who lives within that individual who is suffering from the pain of shame, and with the teaching of the word, this individual's life can be changed. There is one university that is also that's come with a program on religious cognitive behavior therapy that has been very effective, a very effective tool in helping persons who are tormented by shame. What has to happen is that belief, that old belief, that ancient belief that has characterized a person's life, has to be changed. And the wonderful thing about the indwelling spirit, or when the Holy Spirit comes to live in the heart of an individual who is tormented by shame, he takes a residence in that heart. He mediates the love of God. He speaks the healing truth of the word that has been in, that the individual has taken in through study, through prayerful study. And this changes the heart. Over time, the individual begins to experience new life, a new appreciation for himself or herself. These individuals can begin to look at themselves in the mirror. They can receive compliments. They are able to receive appreciation for what they do. They are wonderful persons who want to serve and love to serve, but it is sometimes difficult for them to have boundaries. And they, because they have been so exploited, they don't know how to say no. The Word of God teaches these individuals how to have appropriate boundaries so that they are no longer given to exploitation. It is wonderful to see what God does when these individuals come to him and they begin to realize that indeed here is one in their lives, that is Jesus, finally, who does not exploit, who does not attempt to destroy boundaries, but one who is there to heal and to restore that heart that has been shattered. And Jesus creates a beautiful identity within the hearts of these persons. He is indeed wonderful. We praise him for his great work. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.